Lo me gein, Rabbi Isai. Zog de heilige Mishne. Shoifer she nizdak. Vidov vikoi. Pasul. Shoifer she nizdak. Nizdak means, we'll see exactly, but there's something wrong with the shoifer. Vidov koi, and then you put it back together. Pasul. But divek shivrei shoifers, you put together all of the pieces, you put together broken shards of shayfer puzzle. Nikev v'sasmai, if it has a hole in it and you closed up the hole, imakev v'sakia puzzle, v'imav kosher. Over here it seems like it makes a difference. It's not just straight up puzzle, always puzzle. What's the difference between nikev v'sasmai, that it depends, and shayfer shenizdak, which is flat out a puzzle, undisputed, or doesn't make a difference to what's happening? What's the difference between shayfer shenizdak and nikev? Anyone want to suggest perhaps a difference? What was that? Well, I can hear you. Nikev is what? What's the difference between a crack and a small hole? Huh? Anyone? Says, this is the Shitas Kamoi, says the Rav Yoh, my Nizdak, you're not missing any pieces of the Shofar. It's got a crack. Maybe it's a round crack. I don't know, whatever shape the crack is. But the entirety of the shofar is still there. So if you would glue it together, then you would think that perhaps it's going to be kosher. By the case of nekev, there is something missing from the nekev. So that's what the two different cases are. So we're going to have to assume that Nekev is going to be a different din than the case of Tzedek. Why would Nekev be more kosher than Tzedek? That we'll have to see. It's going to depend on why Tzedek is possible. But that's the difference between these two cases. Continues the Mishnah. They're going to insert something else. In other words, what Ari's pointing out is, if Nekev means it's missing something, how would you close it? The answer is going to have to be that there's going to have to be something that's going to be inserted. You're going to have a foreign something what's it called? Silicone. What? That might be divek shivrei shofar, but that might be considered divek shivrei shofar. But you have to close it up with something else. Continues the Mishnah, and so we have to see why. Very good. Continues the Mishnah. Hatokeya l'soicha boro l'soicha duso l'soicha pitos im kol shayfer shama yotza im kol avora shama lo yotza. So first of all, the Mefarshim asked this question: why is the Mishnah telling us something that's not practical? Okay, I'm going to see if the Eilim's holding. We saw already somewhere in this perek where we said that the Mishnah doesn't write things that are not practical. Does anyone remember where we said one shot in Rishonim that perhaps they meant to say that we don't write things that are not practical? Anyone? Can't hear. Still can't hear. Shoy for the Avi Schneeweiss from the bleachers section, Rabbi Sai, from all the way from Canada. I'm happy you came up. That Avi said, we said the Mishnah that you can't, that the Mishnah says, Kala Shofar Kasherim Chutz Mishel Para. Toisus Fektakasha, why don't you say Chutz Mishel Re'aim, says Toisus, because Re'aim you have to drill in order to be able to have some sort of hole. We had two pshatim what Toisus meant. Perhaps Toisus meant it's just not practical. People aren't doing that. You're not making a Shofar out of a rhinoceros. We don't know what a Re'aim is exactly. So what do we see from that, Toisus? The Mishnah doesn't write things that are just not practical. Why in the world is someone going into a barrel and blowing a shofar? I mean, what type of weirdo is this? Why are we writing this, Bichlal? This is not something that people are going to do. When would a person put himself in a barrel and blow shofar? So you go inside of a barrel? So first of all, it's not clear. The Gemara is going to talk about if he's in the barrel, out of the barrel. It sounds like he's inside. He's inside. Why in the world would someone be creative, my friend? Think about why would someone be inside of a barrel and blow shofar? Okay. What? Nope. What? Oh, says the Rishonim, he's hiding there. We're talking about in the time of Inquisition, which, by the way, is more common than not. We, Baruch Hashem, live in the world of freedom. He wants to blow the shofar in his hiding place, and he doesn't want people to hear the shofar. So therefore, he goes inside of the barrel. He's like, and he ducks in the barrel or inside the bar, wherever he is, and he's blowing shofar. That I'm talking about is Rishonim, my friends. This is not just like Stamazoi. They say, like, why is someone blowing in a pit? The answer is because he's hiding in a pit. He's blowing shofar. Yeah. What do you say, Rabbi Yisai? The Gemara talks about if he's inside. The Gemara talks about it. You have to see the Gemara first. Is he inside? Is he standing outside? He's blowing in. He's standing in. He's blowing out. And Achlami, we're talking about the way the Rishonim is saying he's clearly inside the pit. Okay. My boy said this case is going to be very interesting. V'chein. What does the word v'chein mean? And also, I would translate just as "and also," because it's going to be hard to see what the v'chein is here. I hope that many of you thought about that. V'chein mi shaya oiver achoyre beis haknesses. And also, someone that passes the back of a beis haknesses. Oy shaya beisai samach le beis haknesses. Or his house is close to the beis haknesses, and he's not actually walking outside. He's constantly there. He's in his house and he's hearing through the window. V'shama kol shofar oy kol megillah. Im kivein libo yotza. V'im lav lo yotza. If he's mechavein, he's yotza. If not, he's not yotza. Af al pi sheze shama v'ze shama ze kivein libo v'ze loy kivein libo. So the Mishnah throws in another halacha. If you're walking behind a shul and you happen to hear a megillah, or you hear a shofar. Now, shofar is a little bit easier for me to like wrap my head around because, you know, I guess you're there for a couple of minutes and you hear the shofar. That you just happen to be behind and you happen to hear the entire Megillah, that's pretty impressive. That's he's there for like at least 40 minutes. If it's in yeshiva, it's 2.5 hours, at least the night in Megillah. What? Yeah, it's still too long. It's still going to be, whatever, okay. It's happened. The person's there. He happens to have heard the Megillah. If kivein liba, if he's mechavin, he's yoytzim. Lav lo yoytzim. So the end of the Mishnah, what does depend on Baruch? On his kavana. The chain, what's the case before of the tokei l'soicha bor l'soicha dus? That's whether you can hear it or not hear it. That's not about kavana. That's about whether I can physically hear it or not, or I heard it or didn't hear it. The v'chein is not, it's not such a natural flow. Also in a case when he heard it, but he didn't necessarily have intention to be yotzeh. So I don't necessarily see the segue from one to the other. It's this and also this. When I'm in a barrel, is the problem because I'm not wanting to be yotzeh, and for sure he wants to be yotzeh. That's why he's blowing the shofar, even though it's at great risk, maybe even risk of his life. He's clearly having kavana. The problem is he doesn't know if he can hear it or not. That's a different problem. V'chein, someone who happens to be walking behind. Why is he having kavana for the wrong thing? Think about it. Yoni, think for a second. He's not having kavana for the echo. Who says he's having kavana for the echo? That's not his kavana. It's not a question of kavana. It's not kavana. He's thinking about, he wants to be yaitzeh with the shofar. He's trying to hear the shofar. I don't know if that's a problem. That's definitely not a very simple comparison. So I want you to try to think about that. Distill it, my friend. true. They're both cases, perhaps you heard, or maybe you didn't hear. I don't know if it's called heard or not heard. Akitzer, the vechein is going to be a little bit troubling. Let's see if you can figure it out. But there's something else that's very interesting over here. What? No. Nice thought. Oh, that's interesting. Where did Megillah come in the mix over here? I was kind of like, I was a little bit trying to like put that out there when I started like talking about that, like the Megillah, it's weird. Why are we throwing the Megillah in for? Why don't we just talk about Shofar? I got a different question. This is a question the Mefarshim asked. Here goes. You ready? What happens if someone lanes the Megillah in a pit? A person lanes the Megillah in a bar or a dus or a pitas. Why would someone do that? I think. Do you have the same discussion if he's called this Shama, called that Shama? Is it the same discussion? No. What? Why is there no echo? If you're not here in the room, it would be like, it could be echoes. I don't know. So I'm already saying that it's been Matthias, there's not going to be an echo. We have a Shiloh, maybe a microphone might be a Shiloh. It's affecting the blowing. It's affecting the hearing. The missus to hear it. Okay, but other people who are listening. Anyone else listening? Right? He's not. So he's your. So Avrami is making a chiluk. The question of if it's mischalik. Who said that? Chiluk mischalik. That was you. Avrami is saying the following thing. Avrami is saying that the mitzvah of tkiyas shofar pashtus is the shmias kol shofar. The mitzvah of Megillah is the reading of the Megillah. V'horai, what's the bracha we make by mikra Megillah? Mikra Megillah. What's the bracha we make by shofar? The shmaya. But the question is, still, when a person is there, when I'm in the room, and who lanes Megillah by us? The Baal Kaire. Him. So, his name is Yankee? Oh, no, that, you mean Yankee Klein's nephew or something like that? No, we have a Baal Kaire. Whoever it is, I'm pashtus using the Shmia in order to be Yotze. So they both have an element of Shmia. One of the mitzvahs is the Kriya, and I'm a Kaim Kriya through Shomea Ka'oine. The other one, the mitzvah is the Shmia, and I'm a Kaim the Shmia through the Shmia. So are they the same? Maybe yeah, maybe no. What's interesting is the Mishnah only introduces Megillah to us when it talks about when you're in the back of the back of the shul. Why doesn't the Mishnah say hatakel sechabor oy misha or korea Megillah? Perhaps it sounds like kriyas haMegillah. Doesn't make a difference if you're only hearing the echo, if you hear the echo together with it or not. Shofar is also chavuv, right? So shofar is also chavuv. So it's also chavuv by shofar. Trei kolim echad gavra lo mishtami. That's called trei kolim echad gavra. So it's also trei kolim echad gavra, even if it's chavuv. If it's 10 different people reading, then it's not a problem. Oh, this might affect if you can lane Megillah through from a microphone or something like that. Can you blow shofar from a microphone? What Chaim is suggesting is maybe mikra Megillah, maybe you could lay from a microphone. But shofar you can't do from a microphone. Is that what you're saying? So apparently there's a difference between mikra Megillah and shofar. Like to try to shtel to the following Maisa. This is the Maisa Shahaya. My great grandfather was a Rosh Hashiva in Yeshivas Yitzchak Elchanan. there was at the bris of my dear brother, he got up to speak, and he said that there's a mitzvah of speaking Divrei Torah by a Suda. And when I speak, I'm going to be mitzi everyone in that mitzvah. I'm just not being mitzi Reb Aaron Soloveitchik. If he wants to be yitzi Divrei Torah, he has to speak himself. That's what my Elta Zeda did, because he liked to encourage Reb Aaron Soloveitchik, who was considerably younger than him, much younger. He wanted him to speak. So instead of just asking him to speak, he made it into like a little bit of a joke. And he said, I'm not being mitzi him in Divrei Torah. He wants to be yitzi Divrei Torah. He should speak himself. So Reb Aaron Soloveitchik got up and he said the following thing. My father was Rav in a town called Kaslovitz. Kaslovitz was a town where he was Rav. He was away for Shabbos. The following thing happened. The Baal Koire, who was also the Gabbai, had asked for a raise from the members of the Kehila. He got paid for his services. He asked them for a raise and they denied him his raise. He was very insulted. So he got up in shul and he said, I think that you're ingrates. For that reason, I'm having kavana not to be mitzi anyone in Kriyas HaTorah. The whole board, I'm not mitzi them. He said, I'm doing my job. I'm leaning, but I'm not being mitzi you. No. So the shayla came to Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. Did they have to lane again? Because they weren't yitzi. So first of all, tzachiv in the tzibur, it depends how big the board is. If the board is 10 people, maybe the board is a chiv. But the briskers hold tzachiv in the yachid, that's why they lay on their own. So the briskers are going to have the shay. Says Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, you don't have to. Why not? He says, because the chiv of kriyas ha-toyra is a chiv of learning Torah birab. The chiv is Talmud Torah. Now let me ask you a question. Let's say we're sitting here right now. And I say, I have in mind not to be might to you in learning. Right? I have my not to be might to you. Am I being might to you when we're learning?
I'm learning.
Okay. You're not being might to me. So this is the tongue. If we're learning in public, so then I'm being mekayim the mitzvah by my learning. Kriyas HaTorah is a mitzvah of learning birabim. So he said he's not the bailim to be able to not be might to you in learning. So Rav Aaron Soloveitchik said, "B'mechilas kvoi tayrosai, my zeda," said, "I'm yoytze the mitzvah just because I listened to what you said, so I don't have to speak. But if you want me to speak, I'm going to speak anyway." I'll speak. That was the story. That's a good brisker, akoponim. So what am I trying to say? I'm trying to say the following thing: the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah is the mitzvah. Yesh achkar with the mitzvahs. Not clear. Is the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah to learn the Megillah? Or is the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah to say the Megillah? What's Kriyas HaTorah? Learn Torah Berabim. Learn Torah. What's Mikra Megillah? I'm not sure. It's a big raid, by the way. It's a big shiloh. What? And a chanami. There's the shiloh. Maybe it's the same way I'm learning Torah. That's where the hak is. It says Mevatlan Talmud Torah Lekum Megillah. So maybe is it called Talmud Torah? Not called Talmud Torah. Why is it called that? What? Different levels of Talmud Torah. Lots of raid and hak and discussion. We could discuss this as long as we wanted, but we're not gonna. But my point is like this: if you say Mikra Megillah is learning Torah Berabim, so then perhaps it could use a microphone when you do Mikra Megillah, because I don't have to hear necessarily the pristine sound of the Megillah. It just is that it has to be that we have generated Talmud Torah. Is it called Talmud Torah? If I'm saying over the Megillah and he's hearing it, he's not hearing my voice say the Megillah, but he's hearing the Megillah. So the Megillah is being taught by Rabbim. Is that going to be enough? Maybe that's enough.
You think you should play a recording of the Megillah also?
So that's a good shayla. Good shayla. What? Now the shayla is, can you do it over the phone? Can you do Mikra Megillah over the phone? These shaylas are brought up, by the way. So there definitely is reason to say that not. But perhaps over here we're saying there's a difference between the koil shofar. I have to hear the pristine call of the shofar itself. Hashem Mikra Megillah, I don't need to. Yesh lach. Okay. Let's go back to the beginning of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, shofar shenizdak She has to be chav and libo. What? And Hanabi, there wasn't. Well, no, you have stam a question. No. So, good. So let's start like this. This is important. Mikra Megillah is for sure not a chiv in the rabbi. Talmud Torah might be a chiv on the rabbi. Mikra Megillah is a chiv on the yachid. It's Mekhurish in the Melchamas, the Ramban in Megillah. The Mikra Megillah is a chiv on the yachid. Talmud Torah, it's Mashman, the Ramban is a chiv on the rabbi. But Mikra Megillah is for sure a chiv on the yachid. Everyone's Mechuv to Lein Megillah. Even if there's no minyan, you have to read the Megillah. You don't have to read Kriyas HaTorah if there's no minyan. So Mikra Megillah is a chiv on the yachid. So he for sure has to be Mekayim. You're right. He's not part of this tzibur. He's just walking around the back. But he's going to need to be Mekayim. So the question is, if Kivein Liboy, so then he's being Mechavin to make it into Talmud Torah, then he's Yoytze. I'm not. Shofar Shenizdak V'dovkoy Pasol, says Rashi. Shofar Shenizdak B'devek Shekorin Glud. Glued, obviously, is glue. Glued. He did it already. Al-Kulpanim, Rabbi Yosef brings down that the Ramban argues. The Ramban says, hold on a second, if you've got glued in there, so then you have a problem that it's, you bring something that's not mimin ha-shoifar. If it's not mimin ha-shoifar, that should passel. Same thing as Nakvai. Zav, we said, is Enochanami is only on the side. Apparently, they're learning the glue is inside. What Avrami is trying to do is, I don't know, Avrami knows how to glue better than I do. He's going to try to hold it together and glue the top of it and not have the glue on the inside. That's tape. That's not glued. It doesn't say tape. It says glued. I don't know if you can glue that way. I mean, you know better than me, so I don't know. But I have a hard time just gluing the top of it, especially if it's open. So you have to hold it closed and glue. I don't know. Kids, so this is what the Rishonim are assuming. Glued means, also, by the way, yeah. Because we see in the case of Nikvoi that anytime you bring anything else, then you're not blowing the shofar, you're blowing something other than the shofar. You're blowing the glue. So in that's the case. There's something else there is now contributing to the sound. So therefore, we have a problem. Because there's something else contributing. So over here, says the Ramban, actually, there's no glue, the Ramban says. How do you susmoy without glue? How do you close it? It doesn't say susmoy, it says dibkoy. How would you do dibkoy without devek? Says you heat it up, you put it into a boiling pot, and I did this the first time we learned Rosh Hashanah in yeshiva. We took a boiling pot, we put a shofar in, and you could just, the shofar becomes malleable, becomes like soft, and you could actually, manipulate the shofar. So I guess the shofar had a crack, you put it into a boiling hot pot of water, and they just pushed it together, and then it fused, and it came together. That's the way the Ramban learns. What's pshat in Rashi? How does Rashi allow you to have glue in your shofar? So the Rabbi Yosef brings down, he says, when is there a problem of having something foreign in your shofar? That's if there's a hole. But if there's just a sedek, and all you're doing is connecting the two of them, so then it's not a problem. In other words, we said before, what's the difference between nizdak and nikev? Nikev means that there's something missing. So you're replacing that something with glue. So you're making glue part of your shofar. But by nizdak, is there anything missing from the shofar? No, it's just cracked. Maybe cracked in half. We'll have to see exactly. But if that's the case, so then it doesn't. Rashi says it doesn't bother us if we're using glue to close the shofar. Because there it's a chatzitza on your hand. That's only a problem because of your hand. It wouldn't bother us to bind it. If your hands wouldn't be on it. Doesn't bother us. Only bothers us if it's on your hands. It's just once we're doing that over there, we're not going to do something else up there. But in theory, if you want a band with rubber bands on top, you can. But on the bottom, it would be a problem because it would be a chatzitza for your hand. Okay, everybody said the Olam's asking good kashas. Let's keep going over here. Says Rashi, Puzzle, the Havale Kishnei Shaifers. It's possible because it's like two Shaifers. What? What's Bitul Barov? The glue should be Bitul Barov. Interesting. Interesting. Let me think about that. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it could be. Yeah, Nick. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Maybe it's Nick or something. If it's clear glue, can't see it. Don't know. It's an interesting question. I didn't think about that. Let me think about it. Rashi says, Pasul, the Havalei Kishnei Shaifers. And when Rashi says this, what is Rashi talking about? Havalei Kishnei Shaifers. If the Shaifer is cracked, why is it like two Shaifers? So it comes along the Tosfos and says, you know what Rashi learns when he says cracked? What does it mean? It's cracked in half. It's cracked in half. So therefore, it's Shnei Shaifers. And actually, which are the halves that it's cracked into? Does anyone have a knife here or something like that? Do we have a knife here? Do we have a... Hot dog or hamburger? Thank you, sir. Here we go. The Mefarshim explained that Rashi learned that this is what happened to your Shaifer. It got cracked in half this way. It's Shnei Shaifers. One. This one will be a little hard to blow, but Og Melech HaBashan can probably blow it. Or some of the rioters, but I don't want to be racist. Akopanim. Just happy no one's recording today's year. This is the way they're understanding Rashi. This is Kishnei Shaifreis. It's like two Shaifreis. What? The Psula Shnei Shaifres. What? The Psula is a camp. I'm blowing two Shaifres. You saw previously before you came that if I blow like this and it comes out of both of them, that's Shaifer Echad Amrachman of Leishnai Mishal Shaifres. What was an example, Avi, of something that was Shnei Shaifres? Help me out. Gildi with Shnei Shaifres. This is Shnei Shaifres. That would be possible. It would be kosher if you wouldn't glue it to the other one. Take it off. If this is a sheer shofar on its own, you're fine. But you're gluing it. Now it's coming out of two shofars. It's going to be... That's one way to learn Rashi. However, Tosfos is going to rank on this pshat in Rashi. He's going to argue on this pshat in Rashi. You have to see Tosfos' kash on Rashi. But Tosfos says this is not a good pshat. So comes along the Pri Chadash and says, you read the Rashi totally wrong. When Rashi says, the Havalei Kishnei Shaifers, what is Rashi referring to? He's not talking about the case of Shaifers Shen Nizdak, Dovkoi Pasul. There's another case of Dibek Shifrei Shaifers Pasul. The Dibra Maslow of Rashi just says one word. What's that? Pasul. So maybe he's referring to the second time it says pasul in the Mishnah, which is divek shivrei shayfers, which is not this at all. That's when you have lots and lots of little pieces of shayfer and you glue them back together. Then it's shnai mishalosh shayfers. That's havalei kishnei shayfers. But according to the Pri Chadash, what is the first case according to Rashi of shayfer shen nizdak? Is it this? No. Maybe it's this, or maybe it's this. Uh-huh. Don't know. But it's nothing to do with Shnei Shaifers. The Rashi of Pasul is referring to the second case of the Mishnah, where it also uses the same word, Pasul. So So then whatever Tosis kashes on, maybe Rashi doesn't, you know, the whole thing was just a mistake. It's a misread. Shtei Shoifers is going on the case of So Tosis seems to assume it's Shtei Shoifers. No, Tosis seems to assume that even the last case is Shtei Shoifers. What's wrong with Dibek Shivei Shoifers? What's wrong with Dibek? Let me ask you a question. What's wrong with Dibek Shivei Shoifers? What's the problem? Why is it possible? So perhaps Toy's understanding in Rashi, Shnayim Shleisha, right? I can't hear you. Coming up this way? Whoa. Oops. This way? This way? Oh, good, good. We'll get there. Good, very good. I hope we're going to try to get there. Very good. Excellent. What Shlomo's trying to say is this, I can see a Shtei Shoifers. The other way, I can't see a Shtei Shoifers. Which, according to what the Brit Chadash is saying, he's saying, Enachadami, it's not Shtei Shoifers. This is a different psul. It's a psul for a different reason. We'll get to that. We're going to get to that, Bez Hashem. I'll call upon him. However, the Birkei Yosef says, I'm sorry, it's very nice, it's very creative, but that's not Pshat and Rashi. The Brit Chadash is understanding the word puzzle is going only on the second puzzle in the Mishnah. Why would that not be Pshat and Rashi? I'm sorry, it's not Pshat and Rashi. When it says Shtei Shoifers, it's going on the first time it says puzzle, not the second. The Brit Chadash is saying, Who said? Maybe it's only going on the second. Maybe they'll go in a second. He doesn't do that. We'll get back to that. Who says the Prichadish? No, very, very, the Birkei Yosef, I mean, very practical. Saying very practically, it's not going only on the second. Why? Because if it was going only on the second, then, anyone? He would have given us some indication that he's only going on the second. Rashi just says the word puzzle. He's setting you up to get messed over. Come on, that's not, Rashi's not going to do that. So Rashi would have changed. Right. Right there for us. Very good, good. Okay, well, see if we get back to that also. But he's saying not like that. The Prichadish is saying that they are. The Prichadish is going, you're saying that the Lashon is Mashmitz on the first one. I'm doing. Because has a different problem. He says, look, if Rashi wanted to tell us going on the second one, he should have given us some indication. What? Right, good, good. I can't hear what? No, so he's saying like this. If it's going on both of them, then it's okay. Or even if it's going on the first one, the first time you see puzzle, you go to Rashi, you see puzzle. But if it's going on the second one, how could Rashi have been so deceptive? So by the way, it's not clear who wrote the Dibra Maschils of Rashi. So I'm not, this is to me not necessarily a winning argument. It's a good point, but it's not clear. If I remember correctly, I'm going to get the name of the Sefer. The Shalmei Nedarim, if I remember correctly, maybe I'm wrong, that's just what's in my head, says that Yadua, that Rashi did not write his own Dibra Maschils. Rashi's Sefer was written as a kuntris, something like this, without a Gemara. He just wrote lots of stuff. Someone put it on the side of the Gemara. Rashi did not have the brazenness to put his own Pirish on the side of the Gemara. Rashi wasn't doing that. He sent out, that's why when Tosis quotes Rashi, he says Pirish. A kuntris. Kuntris means he had a pamphlet. So Rashi sent out pamphlets like these. And then someone decided to put the pamphlet on the side of the Gemara. And maybe even he inserted the Dibra HaMaschil. I'm not sure. His history is not clear if Rashi wrote his own Dibra HaMaschil. So, no, it's right here in the bottom. So it's not clear where the Dibra HaMaschils, who wrote the Dibra HaMaschils. Some people, whoever wrote it, by the way, he was a massive, massive Talmud Chacham, much bigger than me. So the Brit Yosef still does have that someone, in his opinion, thinks that this is going on the first Rashi. But I don't know if that's, you know, conclusive in Rashi. Kopanim, let's see the Tosfos. Yeah, we got to get going. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, then it's going to be going on both of them. Let's see Tosfos, my friends. So it sounds like Rashi is saying that's nechlak legamri. First of all, I don't know how Tosfos did this, but Tosfos kind of like glossed over one very seemingly important letter. What's that letter? Kishnei Shifras. Isn't it Shnei Shifras? It's Kishnei Shifras. And Tosfos just ignores it. That's not usually what Tosfos does. Tosfos would usually paraphrase and leave it out. He brings it and then ignore it. I don't know. We'll see. Hopefully we'll see that. It says Tosfos. V'tema. D'im nechlak legamri. Hainu divek shivei Shifras. If it's totally separate, so then it's the same thing as Dimek Shevei Shoifras. So, Rashi, I reject your pshat. That's his kasha. It's the same thing. What's the difference if it's broken in two pieces or it's broken in 5 pieces, 10 pieces, 8 pieces? Who cares? It's the same thing. You're piecing together. Dimek Lekach Nira. Dinizdak Mitzad Echad Le'arkoi Al Pnei Kuloi. Well, the fish ain't shame shofar alav. Doesn't have a shame shofar. Saying the following thing. Take a look at this. Is this nizdak al pnei kulay? Can you see my shofar? Let me get my hole over here so you can see my hole. Is this nizdak al pnei kulay? It's almost cooler, right? Okay. Is this Nizdak al Pnei Kulay? Yes. This is says Tosfos, this is what the Mishnah means. If it would be connected right there like this, it would be kosher. It's not Kulay. Kulay is like this. Why? Says Tosfos. You should ain't shame shayfer love. It doesn't have a shame shayfer anymore. So even if you would glue it back together afterwards, but it's too late because this is not a shayfer. What about Divek Shivrei Shifras? Does that have a shame shifer each one alone? So how would you think gluing back together would be good? Says Tosfos. V'kol shchein divek shivrei shifras. Elazu v'ein tzorach lemezuk tani. Enachanami. Is there a chiddush in the second case of the Mishnah? No. It's kol shchein. And that's okay. I'm cool with that. So everybody said, I got a kasha for you. So this is just rejected Rashi's pshat. What was Rashi's pshat? In Tosfos' world, this is puzzle. What about if I have 15 pieces? Would that be puzzle? Kol shkein. Why can't Rashi also do kol shkein? What's Tosfos' problem? Like, Rashi, your pshat is terrible. I have a much better pshat because in my pshat. In his pshat, there's no chiddush in the second thing. It's kol shchein. By the way, the Tosfos Yeshanim, when he says, what's pshat in Rashi? I'll read it to you. Pirish Rashi. Dib koi shedivik upasul mitam shayfer echon amachma lo bezigim lo shayfers. V'loi nira. Dim kain. Kol shekain. Shedivik shivrei shayfers. The pasul da'avali bez shayfers. Says Tosfos, if you want to say which is basically what Tosfos says, then Rashi's fine. So why is Tosfos, who himself is doing, that's pshat, rejecting Rashi? Rashi can do the same thing as Tosfos. Rabbi, what's pshat in Tosfos? Come on, Rabbi, so if you read the Tosfos carefully, you can say a teres. Just read the words of Tosfos. Let your mind just be dictated by the words of Tosfos. What's the answer? I'm going to ask the question again. Tosfos brings Rashi. Rashi learns that these two are separated like this. Says Tosfos, that's Shnei Shifras. Okay, so that's Divek Shivrei Shifras. Same thing. So it can't be. Elamai, I'm learning. It's separated like this. Okay? Not a shayfer. Yivik Shiva is also not a shayfer. It's a kol shchein. So do the same thing in Rashi. Just say kol shchein. What? But this? Divek Shivei Shafers? No, it means that you have all different pieces. It's mamish, not a shem shafer. It's kol shchein. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Hold on. This case. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Let's get it clear again. Tosfos says this is puzzle. For sure, Shivrei Shafers is puzzle. No problem. Kol shchein. This is puzzle. And says Rashi, it's the same thing as Shivrei Shafers, which is also puzzle. So what do I need two Mishnahs for? No, it's not too simple. Mecheski, take care of him. Take him out. Mecheski, take him out. He's doing it again, Mecheski.
Oh, Shiva.
I don't care. It doesn't matter.
I don't care either. Okay, we'll get back to that. We have to get back to that. This is an old grudge, which we have to deal with at a different time.
Oh, Shiva.
Yes.
Oh, Shiva, you hear me?
Yes. Yes, is that right?
I'm going to ask me this. Yeah. I'm here every day. I'm just quiet.
You're getting an applause, Rabbi Schweitzer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Chaim David asked me this question today during first Seder.
Chaim David Krakauer.
And he asked me this question. And I thought that should have Shabbos because according to Rashi, it's the same case. Like Roshiva said, David Shiva Shaifa is five pieces, and Shaifa Shinizdik is two pieces. So you can't do Loizu after when it's in the same case.
I'd like to say over what Rav Schweitzer said. He's just a touch of a different language, but that's the same thing I think maybe one of the boys is saying. Saying like this. This is two pieces. What's Shivrei Shaifers? Four pieces. Five pieces. Semach Tachin. How many pieces do you need to have? One. If it's not one, does it make a difference if it's two or it's three or it's four or it's five? It's not a kol shechein. It's hainu hach, dizel bezach, says Tosfos. It's the same thing. I say, if I put together three pieces is puzzle, and four pieces is puzzle, and five pieces is puzzle. Did you say that's a kol shechein? It's not a kol shechein. It's the same thing. There's no difference. There's no difference. Shofer echad amar achmana, v'loy anything else. It's hainu hach. You're right, this one is two, and Shimei Shofers is three, or seven, or eight. But who cares? Tosfos says, Hainu hach. It's the same thing. In my case, where it's this, this doesn't have a Shem Shofer, even though all the pieces are there. I got all the pieces. And if I patch together lots of other pieces, is that a Shem Shofer? That's for sure not. That's less of a Shem Shofer. Kol shekane, that doesn't have a shame shayfer. Over there, there's a kol shekane. There's different degrees. Because this, I could have heard, has a shame shayfer. Why? Because I have all the pieces. I just got to glue it back together. But divek shivrei shayfers, you're bringing different pieces from different places, that I can't give it a shame shayfer. That's kol shekane doesn't have a shame shayfer. Here, Rabbi Yisai, we got a lot more to do. There's a big machloikas over here. I'm sorry we didn't get any further. Rajba Ritva, we got to get back to answer pshat and Rashi. Bez Hashem, all of that and more. Tomorrow.